Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nick Griffin with us. Nick, you look like a guy that you like all kinds of bizarre food, right? No. No, you don't. I'm sure you don't.
I don't.
Well, we love this guy, Andrew Zimmer, the second, another season, excuse me, a new season of Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations is underway Tuesday, I believe.
On the Travel Channel. Yeah. Welcome back, Andrew.
Good morning.
How you doing, brother?
How you been?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Good, man. What are you going to eat this year, man?
Is this more normal stuff?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, well, you know, like the sphincter of a sloth is not included in this year's cuisine. No beaver chili.
First of all, the ridiculous naivete that you express whenever you reference sloth sphincter, which everybody knows is the one part of that animal that's not edible.
Okay. See?
Everybody, you're right, everybody does know
There are 10-year-olds right now listening, you know, in the back seat of mom and dad's car driving to school.
All right.
Who are horrified that you made that unforced error.
And now they're going to mock me amongst their schoolmates.
Okay, you get some of the destinations are Bali, Copenhagen, Denmark, and you also go to Pittsburgh. I've been to Pittsburgh. What's bizarre there?
Well, here's the deal. Bizarre Foods, fantastic show, been on, whatever, 10, 11 years.
Right.
One of the problems that we had was that folks would, you know, send me emails and say, you know, it's really great watching you eat the, you know, the fermented warthog anus, obviously one of the better sphincters to eat out there.
Okay, I should have referenced that.
Obviously one of the better sphincters to eat out there.
It's one of the better sphincters. I mean, come on.
I'm with you.
So, you know, they said, we'd love to eat that, but we don't have access to the tribe, to the people. You know, you're in this fancy restaurant. You're out in this winery doing something that only exists once every 100 years. Like, you know, what is an average, you know, Joe going to do? I'm going to, I mean, Monday night's premiere is in Nashville. I'm going to Nashville. I don't need to necessarily even know a specific restaurant. Just tell me what I should be eating. What do I look for when I visit a city from a culinary standpoint?
No, they have the hot chicken there. What's it spiced with?
And so we do a segment on hot chicken. We do. You know, you got to go to a Meat and Three. I happen to think you should go to Arnold's. You know, so
okay.
This show is built around recommendations of food styles to people, and it's a lot of fun.
Now, all right. What heats up the chicken? Because I think I've seen KFC advertise hot chicken, but I would imagine the stuff you're going to eat in Nashville maybe a little better.
Well, just maybe.
How about chicken anus? What about chicken anus? Are they good?
They use it. Do you want to know something?
Yep.
And you know as well as I do, that little triangular-shaped piece of fat at the end of the chicken, little pupik, when you get that on the bird and it roasts up and it's caramely and crispy and delicious, that little chicken tush is the best bite on that animal, and you know I'm right.
All right, what do you do in Pittsburgh? Permane Brothers? Because that's not really bizarre, but it's good.
No, we make a Permane Brothers. You know, oh my God, Permane Brothers. I mean, some places are so overdone.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Quite frankly, the hype doesn't match the quality of what, you know.
It's too overdone.
I think most people who eat at Permane's would tell you that they're there, you know, mostly to be at Permane Brothers. The total experience is fantastic. No one would go there and say, oh, their corned beef is the best corned beef.
No, it's hangover food, basically.
Yeah, but
exactly.
If you went there, I would say, well, that's kind of touristy, isn't it? Isn't that what you think?
People in Pittsburgh eat there, though.
Go.
Yeah, you got to go.
You got to go, but there's some great pierogi places. We we tell people to go to. I mean, we try to steer people to the types of foods. You know, a lot of people go to a city like Pittsburgh. They overnight. Maybe they're going to a hockey game. Maybe they're there for a convention, and they don't understand the Czech, Hungarian, Polish, Eastern European, as we used to refer to it back in the days of the Soviet Union. They don't understand the imprint that immigration put on that city from a food standpoint.
Right.
You know, Pittsburgh, the bars and taverns in Pittsburgh are some of the last that serve homemade liverwurst, onions, and crackers if you ask for it. Most of the time it's not even on a menu.
No.
I mean, these are the things that people, I think, should be out and enjoying, and the audience asked for a show like this. And we.
What about Seoul? What about you got Andrew Zimmer with you? You go to Korea, Seoul, Korea. I mean, they've been known to eat dogs and things like that. What do you eat? What do you eat in Korea?
We don't do that.
Good.
Tell you to do that there.
Good.
So, you know, banchan, Korean barbecue, all the sort of classics from the Korean playbook. But that's a very impenetrable cuisine to a lot of people. They arrive over there and they stare at a menu that's in characters. You know, they don't use the Arabic letter system. They don't understand what they even should be eating. So we're trying to give people a leg up here.
All right. How about Bali?
What do you eat there this year?
Yeah.
Have you been to Bali?
Oh no.
Bali is truly one of the special places in the world. The air is different there. And in the little warungs, the tiny little restaurants that line the streets, the regional dishes there, Bali is one of 1,000 islands that make up the country of Indonesia, is babi guling, which is a roast suckling pig the Balinese do it as well as anybody. Spectacular.
This is all good stuff this year.
Yeah.
This sounds like a really good
food.
I mean,
it's a really fun companion show. Delicious Destinations is cool. We're out on the road making another season of Bizarre Foods that I'm shooting right now.
All right.
We have my new pilot bucket list is just aired on Tuesday, and that's going to be airing again and again over the next couple weeks as they test that show. I got a lot of stuff going on right now. It seems like I'm too busy.
Have you turned something down recently that you said it might get you sick and you're not going to try it?
Dinner at your house.
Oh, man. Man, I don't cook, by the way. My wife cooks. So
you know. You guys are one cup of coffee short this morning. I can just feel it. This is too easy.
I know. Well, Todd brought the anus. We know you're
it was a bad start.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's a team thing. Yeah. I mean, you know what? Something in the water this morning over at the office?
No, we like you. You know that. We have a good time.
I love you guys. I worry about you, though, like this. Usually it's...
You're the one that eats a sphincter, man. We don't, you know. Apparently we do.
You want to know something?
What?
And this is the honest to God's truth.
Right.
On some animals, once you take away, and no jokes, nothing from the soundboard, when you take away the skin and the outer layer, the musculature inside that part of the body works very hard to do lots of different things. And in every country in the world, including ours, that part of the animal, be it pig, be it, you know, lamb, deer, cow, absolutely fantastic as everything from a more robust sausage casing to something that can be blanched, boiled, and then fried crisp in a pan with onions and hot peppers. Absolutely delicious, texturally and flavor-wise.
What's the best ass? What animal? Really, you name all these animals.
Oh, my God. Gene Hemmerschimer in sophomore year at college.
There you go.
Wow.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, man. All right.
Love you guys.
Bizarre Foods, right. Delicious Destinations. Take care. What I love about that is that he's a straight man, but he knows everybody thinks he's gay
because
he's kind of a feminine dude, and he always makes jokes about banging chicks, almost too much.
And he named names.
He named her name, man.
Look that chick up on Facebook.
Well, she left an impression, obviously.
Well, she's going to be in her 50s,
right.
I'm guessing. I'm thinking he's in his 50s,
right.
Andrew is.
I want to find her.
I'm thinking, who's that? What animal's that? Oh, it's a girl. What's the best ass?
And where did he go to college?
Yeah, we'll find this lady.
We will.
We're going to find this lady. Or one of our listeners will. I don't know. I don't want to eat that.
I watch his show.
It's a great show. He's very cool. Oh, I like him a lot. He's
always not as cool as Anthony.
He's not as sexy as Anthony, obviously.
I went to Seattle last month, and I was kind of doing some poking around on the internet, looking at stuff, you know, places to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the Seattle episode of Delicious Destinations came on. And I took some notes. I went, oh, these are some cool places I should eat. Didn't go to any of them.
Nick lives in New York City. Do you venture to anything? You've been in New York City how long now?
Literally nothing.
Yeah,
I mean, within a five-building radius is where I eat.
Yeah, but there's still got to be a lot of choices, though, within
I mean, there's Thai and Indian and all that stuff and burritos, but I just, my whole life's built around the least amount of effort.
And that's what most people do.
I think so, too.
Eventually,
how about when you first got to New York City? Did you travel around more, or now you've been there how long again? I'm sorry.
11 years.
11 years, okay.
No, it's all about convenience.
Yeah, convenience.
It's got good food, and it's just a block away. That's where you go.
But you've probably got a diner on the corner.
I do have a diner I go to all the time. Great. It's horrible. I hate it. But it's right
there. How's the coffee?
Yeah. It's fine, yeah.
See? How's the anus?
You won't find that on Tinder.
Carl, you probably envy the fact that he travels.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more
do
than
you
anything
are
else.
A traveler?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I know you're busy, but...
Oh, no, I'd love
you
to travel. I've got nothing to hold me here other than these dicks.
Did she point to us? I wasn't looking around. I was looking down at something here. All right.
Like we're holding her back or something. I think it was to be a world traveler if it weren't for us.
It is. If I'm not here to defend myself, I don't know what's going to be said in my absence.
Andrew Zimmer, Bizarre Foods, Delicious Destinations, new season on Tuesday. All right. And this is you watch this, this is more of what he was talking about, more regular food as opposed to the crappiest to eat overseas.
It's a half-hour show instead of an hour show, and then they do just kind of highlight some of the places in each city or destination that you should check out that are maybe a little off the beaten path, as touristy type of places.
Yeah, but still regular food.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, like the Seattle one that I watched, they went to a hot dog joint.
Yeah.
Like this big hot dog
Speaking of
stand.
Anus, right there.
Yeah.
They're full of anus.
But apparently Seattle has their own way of making a hot dog.
I didn't know that.
You know, Seattle has a style.
All right.
But he's not eating orangutan thighs or anything like that.
You looked up that chick's name still?
I'm working on it. I haven't found anything.
Well, first of all, Andrew Zimmer called you a piece of ass.
Find out where he went to college.
Sophomore year in college. That's true. That's what he said.
That should be a little easier.
Craig, join the program.
And by the way, I think, Colleen, we did a story earlier that Anthony Bourdain is now available.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, she knows that.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And looking for chicks half your age.
And women
absolutely.
Women love Colleen loves him.
Half to a third.
You love him as well?
Pardon?
You love Bourdain?
Oh, you know it. Yeah.
She women love him.
She's got a thing for him.
I do.
We told him on the air once that
you
Colleen.
You mortified me.
Yeah.
It was
Colleen,
the worst day of my life.
He called the show at one of his gigs, obviously, and we mentioned that Colleen went to take a picture by the urinal he peed in, or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, when you were visiting your son in New York, you knew he was in this one restaurant.
I told my son to go upstairs and pee where Anthony has peed. That's
right.
I wasn't taking a picture anything.
But even that's weird.
And I was under the
But we bastardized it by saying that she wants to see the urinal you peed in this restaurant in New York City. And he went, ooh.
Awkward.
No, he called for his comment was
security.
Security.
But if you ever see him, you're going to bring it up. I'm the lady.
Oh,
wants to see you
pee. I'll bring that up. Oh, absolutely. That'll endear me.
You mortified her.
I was so
in front
mortified.
Of you. I know.
He does speaking gigs. You could get him at the Bone.
I saw him when he was here. Oh,
you saw him when he was here?
Try to book him. Right. That's your in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's single now.
I sent Puss a video of a couple of Yankees from either last night or the night before. Probably the night before.
Oh, the wedding video?
No.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No, where they appear to be sniffing some sort of substance out of their hand, and then C.C. Sabathia passes it over.
Oh, actual Yankee players. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What did it end up being?
Well, they don't know.
Snuff?
Like that, you know, I can't answer that.
You can snort snuff, or you don't. It sucks, but...
I don't even know what snuff is.
Well, it's a little tobacco. Chewing tobacco.
Yeah, it's snortable tobacco.
It is.
I did not
it's horrible.
That.
Yeah,
don't do it. It gives you polyps.
Polyps on top of my body.
I did it in college once for no reason, and it sucked.
So there's, just video of C.C. Sabathia appearing to sniff...
In the dugout.
Snuff some unknown substance, and halfway discreetly handing it to his teammate who did the same thing.
Man.
He just got out of rehab last year, too.
That's true. So we know what that was. Mm. More coke in the dugout, huh?
Well, not necessarily the way we're used to it. Well, it's not necessarily a bullet.
But how about a bump?
Because, well, he hands him something.
Okay. And he doesn't tap it on his...
And he doesn't tap on it or anything. Right. Then he, you know, he sniffs it again. And, well, you know, the teammate then sniffs it again.
You know what it looks like, so I'll buy, you know, we know what it looks like when you're doing that because we've been there.
Yeah.
Here, have some hand Coke. It's just been sitting in his hand.
That much sweats then.
Yeah.
You don't want hand Coke.
You don't want hand Coke.
So are they answering the question? What was it?
No.
Nobody's even asking these guys?
I'm not aware of it.
All right. Did you see the guy that went to ask us, it was at a Yankee game too.
To propose.
Yeah. And he opens up the box and the ring flies out.
Yes.
And he can't find it. And you see his face before they find that ring. He's mortified, man.
He's not going to cry, though, is he?
No, he's just sad. Like, and I think he's more worried about not her, because she knows, but he knows that's anybody could pick up that $10,000, well, maybe anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 ring he dropped. You know what I mean?
Could be a $300 ring.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But he's mortified. Like, I think he's more mortified that, oh, my God, that ring could be gone. Because if somebody spotted that in a New York crowd or any crowd, somebody could just put it in their pocket.
Well, I also think he's mortified that it's not going as smoothly as it is.
Well, that part, too. That part, too. But I'm also thinking
it's not going like
everything's,
the script
everything's
said
running through his mind. Okay, well, now this is embarrassing for this woman. But
and
I don't
him, because he's a dumbass. And the camera is on him. Everyone is looking
They're
at him.
They're all looking at him.
And he has thrown the ring away.
Yep.
And the announcers are making fun of it.
Oh, they're laughing.
They're calling it.
Yeah. Obviously, there's nothing going on in the game because they're...
No, somebody gets a hit right away.
They're devoting a lot of play-by-play to this guy.
After they clap, though, when he finds it and she hugs him and kisses him, there's a hit right away, so the camera goes right to the actual game for a second.
Yeah, the camera kept cutting back to the game, but the announcers were just calling what was going on.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, they had no... They didn't care.
No. I'm glad he found it. I mean, it felt bad for the dude.
Somebody found it.
Yeah.
Well, did you see where they found it?
It was just on the ground around them, wasn't
no.
it? Where was it? In popcorn?
It was in the cuff of her pants.
Was it?
Yes.
Wow. So it just dropped. That's why they couldn't see it, find it right away.
Yeah, someone happened to see it in the cuff of her pants.
You know, I don't understand asking somebody to marry you at sporting events.
Either.
It happens all the time.
Well, you could just stop at asking someone to marry
you.
Yeah,
good point.
Well, they were
Craig,
both...
have you seen it in minor league baseball? You announced the minor league team here. Do you see it
I
much?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. I've seen it. I saw it at a restaurant once. A guy got down his knee at a table near us maybe 10, 12 years ago. And I kept thinking, this restaurant? I'll tell you off here. I'll tell you all. It wasn't that special of a restaurant.
It wasn't a white tablecloth place.
Well, they weren't a young couple either. They were older than me at the time, but I was a lot younger too. So I don't know. They were probably about 40 or so. But it still was weird. I'm thinking, that's the first thing I thought was, here?
I've turned down... two or three this year
calling
up wanting to do it on stage.
I've never seen the funny about you don't let it happen, do you?
No, it has happened.
But it ruins the
I
whole
event. I did it during a Medicine Hat show.
Oh, no.
And it was fine because they were Hat fans and Hat pulled him up and had him think he was hypnotized.
Yeah, I can see
hypnotized.
The old happy Nick Griffin up there. commenting on a newly engaged couple.
I would do that to Nick. Right.
Let's ask Nick to talk
Probably
about marriage.
The ideal
I would...
What'd you say?
Not the ideal act to have.
No, you're not.
He would nice question, move. You really want to do this?
Really?
Nick would talk the dude out of it before right. he proposed.
Yeah, or provide a little snide commentary.
She's beating on Nick.
Not going to happen.
Let me tell you how this is going to end.
Look at me.
Look at this face. I'm 28.
She did this to me. That girl, the Yankees fan, was pretty nice.
Yeah,
pretty good looking little girl.
She's
she's red hair.
Lovely woman.
Well, they both look like super fans. You know, they both had the jerseys on and everything.
Wow,
so that was probably, for
she
them,
didn't
that
care.
Was probably great.
Yeah, for them, that's a romantic location.
Yeah.
They were on Good Morning America the next
were
day.
Were they?
Sure.
Yes.
But here, see him losing the ring is a great story the rest of his life, you know, once he's popping out kids and stuff.
If it would have gone smoothly, it wouldn't have been as good a story.
Exactly, yeah.
But his face, man, before they find that, he's just thinking. One of the things that's run through his brain is this is the ring's gone completely. One of these assets sitting around is in their pocket, you know?
Yeah.
Do you either turn them down? You turn them down anymore at all, Colleen? At the
I do.
So we'll put that out there.
It just doesn't work.
It doesn't work at a place like that.
It doesn't work.
Nobody wants that.
So
nobody,
go ahead and do
happy.
It out in the lobby.
Nobody wants a happy couple on stage. They're there to laugh at Nick, be depressed.
That's right.
I'm selling it, yeah. Ain't I, Nick? Nick Griffin, the Bone this weekend, and FunnyBoneOmaha.com is a website for
tickets.
Run
down the block to the Apple Store. Yeah. That's a lot more romantic.
Right, exactly. That's what everyone's doing anyway.